This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minarin injection. Active ingredient, S-desmopressin acetate. This leaflet provides important information about being given Minarin injection. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about being given Minarin injection. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given Minarin injection? Minarin injection contains the active ingredient desmopressin acetate. Minarin injection is a synthetic version of a naturally occurring substance produced in the brain called vasopressin. Minarin injection has several different actions on the body, including on the kidneys, to reduce the amount of urine produced. It is used for several different conditions, including cranial diabetes insipidus, 401, large amounts of urine being produced day and night, and constant thirst, where intranasal administration is inconvenient. As a diagnostic test, to establish the kidney's ability to concentrate urine in adults. To increase the blood clotting factor 8 levels in patients with mild and moderate hemophilia A and von Willebrand's disease, but not type 2B prior to dental or other surgery. To treat excessive bleeding in patients with certain defects of the blood clotting cells, platelets. What should I know before being given Minarin injection? Warnings. Minarin injection should not be used if you are allergic to desmopressin, or to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You suffer from polydipsia, have excessive thirst, and requiring increased fluid intake, or psychogenic polydipsia, psychologically caused increased thirst, and increased fluid intake. You have cardiac insufficiency, heart failure in which the heart is not able to pump enough blood throughout the body, resulting in shortness of breath, swelling of feet, or legs due to fluid buildup. You have low levels of sodium in your bloodstream. You have SIADH, hormone secretion disorder, where there is an overproduction of a hormone causing fluid retention, resulting in weakness, tiredness, or confusion. You have a history of a condition marked by severe pain in the chest, often also spreading to the shoulders, arms, and neck, owing to an inadequate supply to the heart, angina pectoris. You have von Willebrand disease type 2B, a bleeding disorder. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, especially the following: a known allergy to antidiuretic hormone, ADH, too little or too much fluid in the body, heart or blood vessel disease, or any other disease for which you take diuretics, fluid tablets, low blood pressure, cystic fibrosis, or any other disease which causes fluid or salt imbalance, any disease of the blood clotting cells, platelets, serious problems with bladder function or with passing urine, raised pressure within your head, increased intracranial pressure, moderate to severe renal insufficiency. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Minarin injection should only be given to a pregnant woman if it is needed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Minarin injection is not recommended while you are breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Minarin injection and affect how it works. Medicines that may increase the effect of Minarin injection include medications which are known to release antidiuretic hormone, which can increase the risk of fluid buildup in the body, such as tricyclic antidepressants, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, antidepressants, chlorpromazine, antipsychotic, carbamazepine, bipolar disorder and epilepsy medication, opioids, pain relief medications, medications which are known to treat high blood sugar, diabetes, e.g. medicines in the sulfonylurea group, Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, which are medicinal products used for the treatment of pain and inflammation, e.g. aspirin and ibuprofen. NSAIDs may induce water retention or low sodium levels in the blood, hyponatremia. These medicines may affect how well minerin injection works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect minerin injection. How will I be given minerin injection? Minerin may be given by injection into a muscle, intramuscularly, or into a vein, intravenously, depending on its use. Minerin injection is not intended for self-administration. How much minerin injection is given? The dose of minerin injection prescribed by your doctor will vary depending on the condition being treated and your response to the treatment. Cranial diabetes insipidus. The average daily dose for adults is 1 to 4 micrograms by injection. The dose for children will be up to 0.4 micrograms daily. The dose you receive will be adjusted to suit personal requirement. It is usually given in 2 doses each day. Sometimes a single daily dose is sufficient to control your condition. Test the ability of the kidneys to concentrate urine. Adults will receive a single dose of up to 4 micrograms at any one time. The dose of minerin injection you will be given will be calculated based on your body weight. When minerin injection is given. Cranial diabetes insipidus. You will be given minerin injection at times specified by your doctor. Test the ability of the kidneys to concentrate urine. Your doctor will advise you. Patients with mild and moderate hemophilia A and von Willebrand's disease, but not type 2B prior to dental or other surgery. If it is used for dental or minor surgery, minerin injection is usually given 30 minutes before the procedure or surgery. If you are undergoing cardiac heart surgery, minerin injection will be given towards the end of the operation. If you have responded to treatment with minerin injection and require more doses, further doses may be given every 12 hours for as long as it is needed. How long minerin injection is given. This will depend on your condition and on your response to treatment with minerin injection. Cranial diabetes insipidus. Minerin injection can prevent or control the thirst and frequent urination associated with CDI. You will be less thirsty and urinate a smaller volume less often. It is likely that you will need to be given minerin injection or other forms of minerin for the rest of your life. This medicine helps to control your condition but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. Test the ability of the kidneys to concentrate urine. Your doctor will explain the details of the test. To prevent or control bleeding, it will be given for as long as necessary to stop excessive bleeding. Your doctor will decide when treatment with minerin injection should be stopped. What to expect. Individuals will vary greatly in their response to minerin injection and you may not feel any effect. You will receive regular monitoring to check on your body's response to minerin injection. If you have a defect in your blood clotting cells, your skin bleeding time will be monitored before surgery to determine whether you are at high risk of blood loss. If you are given too much minerin injection, it is unlikely that you will be given too much minerin injection. If you think that you or anyone else may have been given too much minerin injection, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. Symptoms of an overdose may include confusion, drowsiness, continuing headache, nausea, or vomiting, rapid weight gain due to a buildup of water in the body, or in severe cases, convulsions. The signs of overdosage can be treated by restoring your body's fluid balance, lowering the dose, or giving minerin injection less often, or it may be stopped completely. What should I know while being given minerin injection? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are being given minerin injection. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are being given this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while being given minerin injection, tell your doctor immediately. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks of being given it while you are pregnant. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are being given this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Things you should not do. Minarin injection should not be given to you to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to do so. Things to be careful of. Cranial diabetes insipidus. Carefully follow your doctor's instruction about fluid intake. It is very important to keep your body water in balance so that you do not let yourself get too thirsty or drink too much fluid. Test the ability of the kidneys to concentrate urine. You must avoid drinking fluids from 1 hour before being given minarin injection until at least 8 hours after administration of the injection. Over this period, drink no more than a few sips of water or other fluids. This is because a high fluid intake during this period can increase the chance that you will feel unwell, e.g. headache, nausea, dizziness, driving, or using machines. This medicine is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Minarin injection is usually stored in the hospital pharmacy or in the ward. Keep minarin injection in a refrigerator at a temperature between 2 degrees Celsius and 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Keep it in its original packaging and protect it from light. If you store the medicine out of its original packaging, it may not keep well. Store it away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. The expiry date refers to the last day of that month. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. The elderly may be at an increased risk of some side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Side effects. Side effects. What to do? Hyponatremia, or low sodium levels in the blood, may have the following signs or symptoms. Headache, stomach pain, nausea. Hyponatremia can potentially become a serious side effect, see below. Common side effects, effects between 1 to 10 in 100 users. Fatigue, tiredness. Rare side effects, affect less than 1 in 1,000 users. Dizziness, feeling lightheaded. Side effects, unknown frequency. Generalized, or local swelling, limbs, face, chills. These side effects are not usually serious, but can become serious. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? High or low blood pressure. Fast heart rate. Emotional or behavioral disturbances. Hypersensitivity or allergic reactions, unknown frequency. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Hyponatremia, or low sodium levels in the blood, may have the following serious signs or symptoms. Confusion, or drowsiness. Continuing headache. Nausea, or vomiting. Rapid weight gain, which may be due to a buildup of water in the body. Convulsions, fainting and blackouts, including coma. These side effects are rare. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible, if you do not feel well, while you are being given minarin injection. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What minarin injection contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient, desmopressin acetate. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, sodium chloride, hydrochloric acid, to adjust the pH, water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Minarin injection looks like. Minarin injection are supplied in 1 milliliter ampoules and are available in boxes of 10. Minarin desmopressin acetate 4 microgram / 1 milliliter injection ampoule is a clear colorless solution for injection packed in 1 milliliter ampoules. Ostar 40689. Who distributes Minarin injection? Ferring Pharmaceuticals Pty Ltd. Suite 2, Level 1, Building 1, 20 Bridge Street, Pymble, New South Wales 2073. Toll free 1-800-337-746. This leaflet was prepared in July 2023. AUMN 2,300,011, V.2.0. Minarin and Ferring, our registered trademarks of Ferring BV.